Please open to Hebrews chapter 12. Did you love singing that song? I wonder how many millions of Christians sing that song this morning. His kingdom is expanding. Praise be to God. Hebrews 12, let's read 1 through 3 this morning. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Amen. This is the timeless word of God. Have you ever found yourself weary, discouraged, maybe even a little low? Maybe just realizing the weight of all the spiritual burdens? Maybe the reality of the spiritual battle? You know that your hope as a Christian is to trust in God. Amen? But even there's times that seems a little distant, doesn't it? That's hard to attain sometimes. Maybe you're stuck in a besetting sin. You want to shake it, but it just keeps coming back upon you strongly. What is the Christian to do? Brothers and sisters, we're going to focus today on verses 2 and 3 here. We look unto Jesus. We fix our eyes upon our Savior. We stare at the one who's sinless. We stare at the one to whom come all things for life and godliness. As our passage says today in verse 3, if we don't look unto Jesus, we're in danger of having weary and discouraged souls. So just real quickly this morning, what does that mean? How do we look at Jesus? How do you fix your eyes on Jesus? Do you get some drawing of Jesus and stare at it all day? No, that's probably not the answer. One thing we know is that we can go around and we can say Jesus is great, can't we? Because we know the work of Jesus in our life. But do we live it out every day? That's what we want to talk about. Are we studying Jesus more than we're studying ourselves or our own hobbies or desires or next vacations? If we want to become more like Jesus and conform to his image, we're going to need to get to know him. Amen? A simple exhortation today. This is short. This is simple. Just spend time with Jesus. Study him. Know him. Consider him. Spend 5 minutes a day. If you have more than 5 minutes a day, amen. Get to know Jesus. Learn more about him. Just write something down about him. Read about him. Be consumed by him. That's what it means to fix our eyes on him. Walk with him, and you'll be conformed more and more to his image. I tell you, my temptation and my conviction when studying this is that when I'm going to go make a big purchase, maybe a laptop or something that costs a little more money than average, you know, I'll probably spend 12 hours researching that thing to make sure I just get the right one, that I make a very stewardly, optimal purchase of God's money, because that's the most important thing, right? But I tell you what, you know what my conviction is? And I found to be much more fruitful. Maybe it's better to spend 1 hour researching and go pray and then maybe go ask a gray-haired fella some wisdom and then spend the other 11 hours just studying Jesus. Amen? And he'll bring what's about. Because, you know, it's not a carnal activity, is it, when we lean into Jesus? It's a supernatural, faith-filled endeavor that will transform your life. Whereas studying the laptop may be a temporary carnal delight. This is the modern day Martha versus Mary story, isn't it? Mary showed us what fixing our eyes on Jesus means. It's foremost sitting at his feet, getting to know him and learning from him first. So that's it. That's your exhortation for this morning. So since I have 5 more minutes... do you mind if we could do that a little bit now? Could I just share with you some meditations? Could I share with you my little list of meditation on Jesus? And you can make your list sometime. In the Word of God, Jesus is compared to a mother. He has more love, tenderness, kindness, and care than a mother, because his care for his people is constant. It's never ending, never wavering. Jesus never loses sight of his people for a moment, and he pledges in his word he'll never forget them. Isn't it amazing, children, to think that Jesus is more tender than your mom? Wow. Jesus is a rock which shades, shelters, and refreshes the weary traveler. Jesus is the city of refuge. He is the hearty welcomer, waiting for every sinner called by his Father who approaches to escape the condemnation of God. He is the brazen serpent which easily, instantly, and perfectly heals all that come to him by faith. These are the glories and beauties of Christ. We look at these. Jesus is the bread of life that came down from heaven, satisfying the hungry, strengthening the weak, and giving life to the world. He's the only way that leads from sin, condemnation, and wrath to life, holiness, and heaven. Jesus is the captain of our salvation, who directs his soldiers, disciplines his troops, and leads forth to certain victory over sin, the world, and the devil. Jesus is the giver of life abundantly. He's the light. He's the blooming springtime. He's continually working on us to thrive, grow, increase, upward, advance, conquering, overcoming, overtaking. This is Jesus Christ. Look at him. Study him. Know him more. Jesus is the man of sorrows that ushers in peace, peace beyond understanding. Jesus is the vine that communicates and gives life, fruitfulness, and nourishment to all its branches. Jesus is the righteousness who gives eternal life, that enables us to lift up our heads with boldness in God's presence and not be ashamed. Do you know this Jesus? Do you consider him daily, lest you be discouraged? Jesus is the temple where God meets with us, accepts us, and imparts his blessing to us. He's the forerunner going before his flock, moving the obstacle of death, making out the path, ready to receive, surrounding his people on every side. Jesus nourishes your soul. Is your soul hungry? Get some real food. Jesus is truth personified. Jesus is the shepherd who knows every sheep, watches over the whole flock, and never loses a lamb. Do you know Jesus? Do you know him better than the record of your favorite sports team? Do you fix your eyes on the Redeemer? Jesus is the one friend who loves at all time, whose mind never changes, whose love never cools, who never neglects a friend in distress. You know what really good friends do? They're there for you, aren't they? They're always there. They just show up. No excuse. They'll drop everything and show up at your door. That's Jesus. That's a taste of Jesus. He's better than that. Jesus is the kinsman redeemer who redeems the forfeited inheritance. We're going to talk about that tonight in the evening service. He's the messenger of the covenant who brings good news from God, carries all our requests to God, and ever stands as the mediator between us and God. I could go on. I've got a long list here. What's your list? Where's your 5 minutes a day? Just meditating on our good God, on our Savior, on our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Remember verse 3 today. If you're weary and discouraged, consider him. Look unto him. Because we can spend a lot of times on our hobbies and interests, but they give no promise against a weary and discouraged soul. So may we stare at our Savior. May we get to know him more and more. Can we recite our top 5 movies at all times, but we can't mention 5 parables that Jesus gave? Will you stand? Will you stand in front of Christ and know that Savior? Jesus is the spring of salvation which cleanses the filthy, refreshes the weary, and makes glad the city of God. That's just a few meditations, brothers and sisters. Take 5 minutes a day or more if you have it and consider him. If you want to be like Jesus, get to know him and he will conform you increasingly into his image. Let me close with a hymn written in 1922. We actually sang it last week. turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the intercessor, to be the redeemer, to be the physician who heals, restores every patient for eternity, the ransom that procured our release, ensures our liberty, and saves us from the pit, and keeps saving us from the pit. Oh Lord, help us to meditate, to think, to study, and know you more, to fix our eyes on Jesus, lest our souls be weary and discouraged. We thank you that you have given us this truth that is absolutely full of the wonders of Christ. And we take a moment now to confess our absence from this to you. And we petition you, Lord, that you would give us faith to step in to looking unto you more and more, to fixing our eyes upon you, to consider you before we consider ourselves.